Avos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes 1:9, and now Shimon ben Shetach. As I said a moment ago in the previous recording, the Shimon ben Shetach was the brother of Shamsin Amalka, the queen regnant for 9 years in Judea, and during his time, her time, he was elevated to a position of prominence as she sided with the Prushim and brought them back into power in the Sanhedrin and the government, and a number of important enactments were made, strengthening the religion and, you know, being consistent with the tradition. Very interestingly, during this time, a couple of enactments came that really strengthened women and children's rights. Notably, the ksuba was sort of bolstered to be able to now allow a woman to collect more easily and more freely in terms of her ksuba obligation should she get divorced or widowed. And also at this time, under Shimon Shetach, they established a network of Jewish schools in Israel and sort of universal, at least primary education for boys, which is an important development in Israel, and maybe a first in terms of world history. Now, Shimon Shetach is speaking again to judges, so it probably has limited application to us. He's talking about how a judge should operate during a trial. He says, "Reb Shimon ben Shetach Omer Hevi Marbe Lachakor Esa Edim." When you are investigating the witnesses, you should be thorough in your investigation. Now, understand that in a Bezdin, a Jewish court, there aren't lawyers who are presenting and helping their clients put their best case forward. Rather, essentially, you have, if it's a civil case, you have the two litigants, and the presiding Bezdin of three will do all of the asking of all the questions. They'll ask questions to the litigants as well as to their witnesses and sort of investigate and then come to a decision. So here, Shimon Shetach is saying that as a judge, you should be vigilant to leave no stone unturned, to investigate, to get to the bottom of the matter and arrive at the facts. You shouldn't take anyone's word for anything. You should have to look deeply. And that would apply both to questioning the edim, the witnesses, as the Mishnah says, and also when you question the litigants themselves, as Tosfos Yonta points out. Vehevi zahir b'dvarecha, and be careful with your words. Shema metocham yilmadu l'shaker, lest through your sloppy questioning, the people who are receiving your questions will get a hint of what the right answer is. They'll learn how to lie and navigate the system. So just be very careful not to ask kind of leading questions which let the people being questioned evade the issue or you know, work the system. Interestingly, even according to the Ruach Haim, the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he actually says sometimes it's even appropriate to essentially ask misleading questions so you can get to the bottom and not give them any insight into how this should work. There is a different approach, by the way, in how to read this Mishnah, according to some, like the Midrash Shmuel, who learned that there are two separate points. The first point of the Mishnah was that the judge should be vigilant and thorough in his questioning. And the second point is that once the judge renders his decision, his psak, so then he should be careful in how he expresses that so he doesn't give a insight into how a person in the future could work the system and get the judgment that he wants, sort of trick the system. So it says, according to that reading, it would be that during the case, hevi marbe lachkor es edim, ask extensive questions to get to the bottom of things. And then after it's over and you're rendering your decision, vevi zahir b'dvarecha, be careful with your words, how you express the rationale behind your psak. Shema metocham, lest through your words and what you emphasize in terms of what was the relevant and winning arguments, etc., yilmudu l'shaker, these litigants or other litigants will learn how to lie in the future to get what they want and sort of work the system illegitimately in future court cases.